The Central Chamber Chorale will be holding their spring concerts this weekend. I had the opportunity to speak with Anne Stevening Rowe, president of the Central Chamber Chorale Board, and Elizabeth Dalby, director of the chorale, and they discussed the concerts in more detail.
Central Chamber Chorale is a group of volunteer singers, and it was started as a PhD thesis by someone who was working at both the campus here and the high school. It was 54 years ago. This is our 53rd season because we had to drop out during the COVID pandemic when things were closed. So this is our 53rd season, but it was started 54 years ago. And we have a volunteer board of directors, and we have a musical director, which is Elizabeth, and an accompanist. And they receive an honorarium, but everybody else is volunteer. And they used to perform 3 concerts in the weekend, including Rapids, but we didn't get back our audience in Rapids very much after we had to shut down. And so we decided to just limit it to 2 concerts. We always do Marshfield for one of them, and then we rotate between Abbotsford and Medford for the other concert in the weekend.
All right, excellent. And so, Elizabeth, if you could let us know about your concerts coming up this weekend.
So we have 7 composers that will be featured. We'll sing music from Bach and William Billings, from Beethoven and Anton Bruckner, also Brahms, Samuel Barber, and Leonard Bernstein. Each of the composers, I've chosen 2 pieces for the choirs to sing, and they've been challenging, but they've been good pieces as well. We've been enjoying the time making music. Our accompanists also, Jamie Jordan, has enjoyed working the pieces as well. So we're looking forward to the presentations.
All right, excellent. And what kind of made you lean towards the selections for the spring concerts that you picked?
That's kind of funny. You're always trying to find some sort of a theme, I think, when you plan a concert. And what came to mind was composers that start with the letter B. Honestly, the phrase that ran through my head was from Bach to Bernstein. And I thought, okay, who do we know between those 2 composers? And then I just started looking at music and was able to find things that I thought were within the grasp of the group that we have that's working on the selections.
All right, excellent. And we should mention, too, that, of course, these concerts are open to the public and without charge.
That's correct.
All right, excellent.
We have a grant from the State Arts Board, and we also get donations. We send out a letter soliciting donations in the fall, and we ask for people to make a free will donation at the concert site. But that's how we exist, and we've always made our concerts free.
All right, perfect. Is there anything else? Anything else you would like to add about those concerts coming up weekend?
Yeah, I would say that a lot of the pieces reflect spring weather, and we're also close to Easter, and so there also is an Easter theme in some of the music. We have some wonderful accompanists. We have 2 flute players who are playing with one of the pieces by Beethoven, and we have a cellist who's playing with one of the pieces by Leonard Bernstein, which is interesting because it was originally part of a musical that was one of Bernstein's only flops on Broadway. It had 7 performances, but the music has lived on and been formatted for choral works and solo works. And the song, Take Care of This House, My House, was actually also performed by Julie Andrews on one of her albums. So it's wonderful how something that didn't work on Broadway has lived on through choral and solo productions.
Yeah, all right, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, well, is there anything else? Elizabeth, is there anything further you'd like to add?
I would just mention that we have a soloist on one of our Bruckner pieces as well, tenor, and those pieces are coming together as well. The Beethoven, that's been a fun piece to work on too. We have a piece from the Mount of Olives. He happened to write a letter, and he was struggling with his deafness at the time. Mm-hmm. And this was an output of that, I would say. So it was Heiligenstadt Testament that he wrote. Anyways, after that, he put together this oratorio, and one of the selections from the oratorio is the Hallelujah. So most people think of the Hallelujah Chorus and they think of Handel's Messiah. Mm-hmm. This happens to be another wonderful Hallelujah Chorus.
Once again, the concerts are being held on Saturday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Medford, and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church in Marshfield. The concerts are open to the public free of charge.